Welcome to our session on the role of silence in coaching. Many people think that coaching is all about giving advice or asking probing questions, but today we'll focus on why silence itself is a powerful tool. To start, how does silence function at the most basic level in a coaching conversation?
Thanks for having me. At its core, silence in coaching is about making space for the client's voice. It's often overlooked, but simply being quiet allows the client to process their thoughts and feelings without feeling pressured. Think of it as creating an open field where ideas can emerge freely, rather than a crowded room where new insights struggle to find space.
That's a great analogy. Some people might assume silence means the coach isn't contributing, but in fact, this space can be very intentional. How does a coach decide when to stay silent and when to speak?
It's a delicate balance. Strategic silence signals to clients that it's their turn to explore, while the coach actively listens. Research from the International Coaching Federation suggests that clients are more likely to reach breakthroughs when given uninterrupted moments to reflect. Silence isn't passive. It's a dynamic invitation for self-discovery.
Building on that idea of space, some compare silence in coaching to creating a vacuum. Could you explain how this vacuum draws something out of the client, rather than just leaving emptiness?
Absolutely. Like a vacuum cleaner pulls in air, a coach's silence draws the client inward. When the coach doesn't fill every gap with words, the client feels compelled to dive deeper into their own thoughts. It's like outer space where the emptiness pulls you towards what's hidden beneath the surface, encouraging introspection and new perspectives.
That makes sense. So, if the coach keeps talking, is there a risk that the client will stay at a superficial level rather than exploring what really matters?
Exactly. When coaches dominate the conversation, clients may just repeat familiar stories or look to the coach for answers. But if the coach stays silent, the client is gently pushed to fill that space by searching for solutions inside themselves, often uncovering options or insights they hadn't considered before.
Let's transition to the idea of interruption. It sounds counterintuitive, but you suggest that interrupting a client can actually deepen their silence. How does this technique work in practice?
It's true, and it can be surprising. Sometimes clients talk at length about things they already know, recounting facts or past experiences. The coach might interrupt with a gentle observation like, "You seem very sure about this." This interruption isn't to halt progress, but to redirect the client's attention inward, prompting them to explore areas they haven't yet examined.
So, rather than letting clients stay on autopilot, the coach's interruption serves as a reset button, inviting them to go deeper. Can you give an example of how this might play out in a session?
Certainly. Imagine a client is describing a conflict at work for the third time. The coach might say, "I notice you've told me this story before. What are you still searching for here?" That question interrupts the loop, encouraging the client to pause, reflect, and move beyond surface-level recounting into genuine exploration.
Now, let's discuss how questioning fits into this framework. Many say coaching is about asking powerful questions. How do these questions relate to silence?
Great point. A truly powerful question isn't one the client can answer instantly. Instead, it's a catalyst that pushes them into silence, into a search for answers they haven't articulated before. If a question is answered too quickly, it probably didn't challenge the client to dig deeper. The real art is in asking questions that prompt a thoughtful pause.
So, in a way, a good question creates a moment of silence, a gap, in which the client must look inward for something new. Could you illustrate the difference between a surface level and a deep question?
Sure. A surface question might be, what did you do last week? Easy to answer. A deeper question could be, what is it about this situation that you find most challenging? That often leads to a reflective pause, drawing the client into silence as they search for a meaningful response.
We've talked about silence as a coaching tool, but does it have benefits beyond the session itself? How might embracing silence impact a client's broader life?
There's a compelling link between internal silence and personal growth. Many clients lead lives filled with constant activity, leaving little room for reflection. By experiencing silence in coaching, clients learn to value and create silence elsewhere, carving out mental and emotional space to think, recharge, and better understand themselves.
That's fascinating. So coaching can help clients cultivate a greater sense of space and time in their everyday lives, not just in the coaching relationship. Are there studies or examples supporting this impact?
Research from Harvard Business Review notes that leaders who intentionally schedule quiet time report higher creativity and resilience. Similarly, clients who practice pausing and reflecting skills developed through coaching often report improved decision-making and greater satisfaction in both professional and personal spheres.
Let's wrap up by exploring a provocative idea. Coaching as a luxury service that provides space and time. How does this perspective shape the coach's responsibility?
In today's fast-paced world, uninterrupted time and psychological space are rare commodities. Coaching offers clients the luxury of focusing solely on themselves, often for the first time in years. A coach's role is to safeguard this space, not to overcrowd it with advice or chatter, so the client gets what they're truly paying for, the opportunity to reflect, recalibrate, and grow.
That's a powerful reminder. If coaches fill up the session with their own words, they're taking away the very thing clients value most. As we close, what's one takeaway you'd offer coaches who want to master the use of silence?
Embrace silence as an invitation, not an absence. It's in those quiet moments that clients most often discover new perspectives and inner resources. Thoughtful silence can be the most generous gift a coach gives, unlocking deeper clarity and lasting change.